This podcast replay is brought to you by American Dream Lending. For purchase or refinance, call 786-802-1727. Fast approvals and quick closings. American Dream Lending. Turning dreams into a lifestyle. Call 786-802-1727 or visit adreamlending.com.
All righty, welcome aboard. Time to have a little fun here on the program. Hour number three of the show. We promised you that we would read some of your texts at 855-912-1056. By the way, first of all, on Cash App, thank you, Sean Campbell, as always, sir. Great support, as always, from you helping us grow on Cash App at Cash Big O Show, and Alexander Lopez also giving us a little love on Cash App. Thank you, sir. Cash App or Venmo, the ideal way to make a donation. We get 100% of that donation. We appreciate it if you do it on the Super Chat there on YouTube, of course, but we only get 70% of it. YouTube gets 30%. I think they've got enough money. Anyway, so help us grow on the other side. Cash App and Venmo, Cash Big O Show, easy way to follow it. I just got, I just went to my OK Coin, and I was able to cash. I just found like another $40 of interest, so I'm switching that over now, and getting a little Cardano in the process. So. I've been telling you guys about OK Coin and Miami Coin and staking it for 430%, which is just absolutely crazy to see that thing going to 430%. So we, of course, are going to purchase a little Cardano and get in there, which is a beautiful thing. Love that. Anyway, appreciate all of you out there. Let me see. Here we go. All right. Oh, I think I screwed up there. Anyway, all right. What do we got going on here? Let me go to the text line. First of all, 855-912-1056. If you want to get in on the program, that's 855-912-1056. Let's see. How's Tannehill doing? Laughing my ass off again. Baldoff versus Casey. Sorry, threw a touchdown just as much as both. Now, I don't know if you knew this, but Derrick Henry threw a touchdown just like Tannehill yesterday. He's doing a great job riding the coattails of Derrick Henry. Listen to the coach last week, my friend. Listen to who they talk about. Derrick Henry. Go listen to Drew Brees last night break it down. Derrick Henry. But that's all right, bro. You live on the Tannehill Island. Go ahead. Enjoy yourselves. I became a Dolphin fan in 73 as a 9-year-old. The first time in my life that I've ever considered leaving my fanhood or them behind because of how disgusted I feel over the fact that we are trading for a sexual predator and discarding a promising young high character QB. I have never hated our coach and GM as much as I do now. I know a huge segment of the fan base feels the same way. If Stephen Ross allows this, it proves he's a hypocrite for the things that he claims to support. Or Stephen Ross had a hand in Tua. And he's not happy with Tua, so he's also egging them on to go in the Watson direction. That's my problem with all of this. I can't trust anybody. I can't trust what they tell me. Did Watson have a 24-0 lead in the AFC Championship game? A great QB shouldn't lose that game. Find a way. I'm not. Listen, dude. Watson's an awesome quarterback, dude. Okay, we got to separate the two things. He might be a sexual predator. He might be a really sick individual. He makes terrible decisions off the field. He's irresponsible. Him and like I've mentioned many times, Robert Kraft and Deshaun Watson are the same dudes. One might be a millionaire. One might be a billionaire. One might be a football player. One might be an owner. But they're both absolute morons. Okay? When you're Deshaun Watson, you don't go calling a whole bunch of strange women to go rub your ding-a-ling because you know what it's going to end up. And if you're Robert Kraft, dude, you don't go to an Asian day spa to get a happy ending. What kind of an idiot are you? Okay, so let's separate the two things. All right, Deshaun Watson is a moron, but he's a hell of a football player. He's a great football player. It's two different things. Let's not make it sound. Deshaun Watson won four games last year. I think some of us that are pretty smart have said this. All right, you don't want to win with Tua, that's fine. But don't think Watson's solving your problems. Those of us that say that, me, some of you out there, we're the intelligent ones. Because we see that Tua's not really the problem. He's not perfect because he's only played 12 games. But he's not really the problem on this team. Like Josh Rosen looked like a disaster. Cleo Lemon looked like a disaster. John Beck looked like a disaster. You understand what I'm saying? Tua does not look like a disaster. I saw a kid with moxie yesterday. I saw a kid that came back after a couple of brutal mistakes to give you the lead. I saw a kid who's coming back a year and a half removed from a hip surgery, take on a tackler, block it, and keep going for a first down. I saw all the heart and character I need to know about Tua. But let's not confuse anything here. Deshaun Watson is one hell of a player. Questionable character, but one hell of a player. So the question is, do you believe in Tua or not? Do you believe you can build around him or not? Okay, you don't, then you go trade for Watson. That's fine, but you are trading for a problem. Not on the field, but you could be trading for a major problem off the field. And that's the truth. And there is no guarantees you will never have another problem again with Deshaun Watson. Because he has shown poor judgment over and over and over again. I love Gesicki. He can be better than Kelsey and Kittle. Gesicki's top 10 with this crap offense. GP Trap. I don't know about Kittle or Kelsey, but he can be a hell of a tight end. He'll never be Kittle, that's for sure. GP Trap. That's where you and I will disagree. Kittle can block the shit out of people. That's not Gesicki's game. Okay. And I don't need him to block. And Kelsey isn't, you know, pancaking anybody either. You know, he's maybe slightly better, but not by much. But Kittle's complete, dude. Kittle's scary. Like, he's scary good. He really is. I don't know how we can lose any more always than we have. I'm almost beaten down to submission, one fan says, which, do you blame him or her? I don't. Camflow trying to tear, tear Flo's credibility down. He never said who was calling plays. He said it's a collaborative cause. He doesn't want one person being blamed. I'm going to find the soundbite. I didn't bother to look for it. Sean, I don't know if you could find the early soundbites of 2 months ago or something like that. Not 2 months ago. It can't be 2 months ago, but a month ago where he was talking about it. And I am so sure he said that Godsey calls the plays and that, what's it called? This kid relays them and then may give him a suggestion or two, but not change plays. He never said that. I'm pretty sure of that. Oh, love the show. Camflow is actually O-Flow. Bill O'Brien had early success in Houston and looked like a genius before destroying the roster and losing both the team and his job. Trading for Watson now will be just like O'Brien desperately overpaying for Tunsil. Could be. Let's see. Hi, Big O. From a guy who wanted Herbert from the start, I saw enough of Tua in the last two games to say I'm in your camp to give the kid a chance. One thing I look for in a good QB is the ability to come back after making mistakes, and second, the ability to come back in the fourth quarter, put you in the position to win. He definitely is in the greasy Montana class of QBs, and to make that comeback, despite the controversy, shows a lot of character. Keep him and get rid of Greer and Flores, and take the three number one picks and send it to Tennessee for Derrick Henry. And I'm like you, I'm disgusted how this team is treating the kid, including the moronic Steven Ross. So ask Omar, why did they pick him? I think we kind of talked about that. I don't understand why they picked him at all. I don't get it. They have never acted like they really were completely sold on the kid. Oh, I understand the Tua love, but last night I watched Wentz throw the ball deep consistently, and even if he doesn't complete them, I see a pass interference call or something. Tua's dink and dunk. Dude, are you seriously comparing the offensive line for Carson Wentz to Miami? Do you know that just a Notre Dame guy on the line is better than all five guys Miami has? Come on, man. I mean, I'm not even going to continue with that. When some of you want to compare apples and apples, then we can have a conversation. But when you're comparing apples to a rotten ass, well, I don't know what's the worst fruit in the world, rotten, but whatever it is, that's what the Miami offense is. I mean, seriously, come on, man. Indy's got a line. Miami doesn't have a line. Is it me or is it Chris Greer is a man in hiding? He made the draft picks. He hired Cam Flo. Should he address the media about how unhappy he is with the team? And if he has changes, will be made. Dolphin Jeff. They don't do this till the end of the year, Dolphin Jeff. You know what I mean? GMs don't talk, man. GMs talk at the beginning of the year. They talk at the end of the year, and they talk during the draft. Three times a year, basically. That's when you'll get them. So the next time we're going to get Chris Greer will be at the Senior Bowl. Sean and I will be there at the Senior Bowl for that. Okay? And we'll get him for you. And we'll put it live on YouTube and everything. Okay? That's why we tell you. Hit that like button. Subscribe. Hit the notification bell. All of those things, man. Support us. So when we start covering all these live events and everything, you're going to get it all live here. Daniel Grafton says, Brian Flores' new job at Alabama, a.k.a. Coach's Rehab, collusion course. Daniel, thank you for a little love on the Super Chat, my friend. Let me see. What else do we have here? Sorry, my name is George. Forgot to say they need to re-sign Gesicki. I hope they're smart enough to re-sign Gesicki. Oh, your love for Tua is toxic. Stop trying to convince people. I'm not trying to convince you. You don't need to be convinced, bro. I'm giving you my opinion. That's why you're tuning in, right? Whether you agree or disagree with my opinion, that's what sports is all about. But I'm not here to convince jack shit. If you don't want to be convinced, you're not going to be convinced. That's fine. I'm just telling you how I feel. Okay, and I'm the guy that wasn't going to take a chance on him because of the injuries. I wasn't a Tua guy. I wasn't a Tua guy, and I wasn't a Justin Herbert guy either. What did Tannehill do in the fourth quarter versus Buffalo 9-9 and 5-5 on the game-winning drive? Yes, exactly. Of course. Yes, he's fantastic, bro. Tannehill will be in Canton soon, my man. Okay? I'll be there to polish up the bust and everything. Tannehill is the greatest quarterback alive, my man. Teams used to be afraid of us. Now they salivate to beat us. When were they afraid? How long ago was that? What are we talking about, 30 years ago? I have no more answers. A fan when Shula came from Baltimore. Thank God for the early years. Amen to that, sir. You're right. But we have to go back to Shula. It's been bad, bro. It's been really bad. The Dolphins found every way to beat themselves, and the defense was shit. When it mattered most, X Howard got roasted. Two interceptions hurt by damn Tua is giving it his all with this poor team. He can't always squeeze water out of rocks with this team. I agree. But that's kind of how it is, right? Some of us believe in the kid, and some of us don't. James in the DR says, good morning. Who's that on TV tonight? Life is good. On that note, Big O and Omar Kelly pontificating this morning about Tua. Life is really good. Hoping a power that he sees the potential of Tua, this young man can play. Dolphins, get your shit together. Stay safe. James in the DR. Thank you, James. Appreciate you as always, my friend. Oh, I need you to tell the story to my boss about Marino and Jimmy Johnson. He thinks that they got along in Marino's last year. No, dude. Jimmy Johnson was an asshole to Marino. He was dying to get rid of Marino. Huizenga didn't allow him to get rid of Marino. That's what it was. And so then Jimmy stubbornly then wanted to build the team in the image of Dallas when he didn't have the Dallas talent. Not the offensive line, not the running back. And then he took away all the power from Marino. Audibles, players, Irving Fryer, all of that. He was a disaster, bro. Yeah. Are you kidding me? So I'm not sure. Maybe your friend is like, what? What is he, 25? 30? Not old enough? Didn't live it? Because it was pretty obvious that Jimmy Johnson was, you know, not only was he incredibly irresponsible when he was here, monster underachiever. I'm with you there. Big O, congrats on your Panthers beating my Flyers on Saturday night. You guys are a good damn team. I don't know what to think of our Dolphins right now. And lastly, I'm heading to Disney World tomorrow. We'll be listening to your show this week. G from Pennsylvania. Thank you, G. Have fun at Disney, man. I love that place. Love that place. Me and the wife have been saying that we're going to wait another year to go back because we want it to like be back to normal completely. Like, I want to go back to Disney where I'm not wearing a mask and just everything's normal and we can just go have fun and no limitations and all that kind of stuff. But I've been dying to go to Disney. I love Disney, man. Don't need to be a kid to be at Disney. Not for me, at least. Sorry. Love it. I can walk around, go have a couple beers out at Epcot. Love Animal Kingdom. Obviously, we're a family that loves animals. So Animal Kingdom is a place we love to go. I love Disney, man. I have a great time in Disney. Tenio might not be a Hall of Famer, but he made Tennessee franchise relevant. Yeah, he did. Yeah, no, he carries him, bro. Yeah, Derrick Henry just rides his coattails. Oh, you're right. You're right. Tenny's phenomenal, bro. Tenny could be the greatest QB in the history of the game. Seriously. He just could be. Right now, Brady and Montana wish they were Ryan Tannehill. My brother, you have to stop with the revisionist history. Now you're complaining about trading Minka, Tunsil, when you thought it was brilliant. Greer was playing chess instead of checkers. I never said anything about the Tunsil trade. The Tunsil trade was a terrific trade. What you got to do with the picks, that's a whole different ballgame. Minka, we already talked about this like 2 weeks ago. Minka could be the real sign of maybe he saw what was happening with Flo. You know? So all the you know, stuff that we were complaining about with Minka, that he didn't want to be a team guy. Well, think about it. Here's Tua. Look at the shit he's got to go through. And he's not getting any support. So maybe Minka was right. sometimes you have to revisit things and look at what's going on. And then if you're wrong, and if it's different than what it looked like, then you got to then come to, you got to come clean and admit it. And maybe Minka was right, because things are falling apart on Flo. It's not like he's got everything put together here and it's like he's figured it out. And the way he's treating Tua makes Minka look even better. Because Minka's like, Bobby McCain sacrificed himself, got a shoulder injury, moved to safety, and all you did was cut him for it. So why am I going to move around and then you're using me up in my body, and because you don't have somebody else for that position, so I got to play it and carry that burden. What if I get injured? What are you going to do to me? And here's Tua bawling out, trying to play his ass off, and he's getting no support. He gets gifted with fractured ribs. So sometimes what you have to do is be man enough to also look back and say, you know, maybe I was wrong in the way I looked at this. Maybe Minka was right. What would be wrong on my part would be to keep saying that Minka was wrong and assuming that Flo was right. Well, with what's going on now, I have to revisit it. I have to look at it again. And I have to say, was I right? Was Minka bitch actually bitching for the right reasons? And right now, Minka is getting more justification for how he acted when you see what happened to Bobby McCain and what's going on with Tua. You know, hey man, listen, if I'm right, I'm right. If I'm wrong, I'm going to tell you I'm wrong. Care? I'm a human being, dude. I'm not going to be perfect. Be kind of boring to be perfect too, by the way. I remember JJ saying at a press conference that he isn't used to scoring so fast that it doesn't help in time of possession. I don't know. Whatever, bro. You know, Jimmy found a bunch of or four really good defensive players, and after that, I'm not impressed with anything else he did. I'm different than some of you out there. I view Jimmy differently than others. You know, I view him as an underachiever at the University of Miami, and I view him as a guy that was an underachiever with the Miami Dolphins. And so, yeah, he had an incredible run in Dallas, and that's what should get him in the Hall of Fame. But he's not as great as people make him out to be, because he showed me he wasn't that great in certain other stops. Okay. And losing that Fiesta Bowl for me was as ignorant coaching as I've ever seen in my life. Okay. The only dumber thing than not continuing to give it to Alonzo Highsmith was Pete Carroll not giving it to Marshawn Lynch. That's about it. Pete Carroll is the worst decision I've ever seen in the history of football. The second worst decision I've ever seen in the history of football is the Fiesta Bowl game by Jimmy Johnson. So that's where, you know, for me, the history I saw of Jimmy Johnson, there was great moments and there were incredibly disappointing moments. And at the University of Miami, in my eyes, he was an underachiever. Should have won more. With what he had, should have won a lot more. But whatever. What can I tell you? But, you know, we all look at it however you want to look at it. Trade Parker, Preston, Byron, and Rowe and keep Tua. Well, first of all, Parker, you're not going to get anything for him. Preston, you're not going to get anything for him. Byron's going to be very difficult to trade because it's a high salary. So you're not going to get much. You're not going to get a high pick because nobody's going to give you a high pick and pay him a high salary. Not going to happen. So all of that is kind of really fantasy. Big O, I agree with you on JJ. He actually set the organization back and ruined Marino the last 5 years. I know. He made Marino go through hell when he didn't have to. But it is what it is. Why didn't we train the young guy, Minka, instead of trading him? That's Flo, dude. You know, what can I tell you? Obviously, Flo could not reach him, and he didn't want any. Listen, in the end, you can't blame Minka anymore. He did the right thing. He left, went to a better organization. I know that Big Ben is probably done, so it's going to be hard for them to really compete. But my point is, the Steelers are still a better organization overall. Okay? And right now, the way things are going with the Miami Dolphins, it's like I'm on this same show. I told you already when Tua gets traded. I mean, unless it's the Jets or the Patriots, which or the Bills, which he's not going to get traded to either one of those because they already have quarterbacks. Even though it looks like the Zach Wilson kid might be out for several weeks, but. Bottom line is, unless he would go to one of those teams, now that I think about it. But if he goes anywhere else, I'm going to be rooting for the kid. Because it's not his fault what's going on here. He has zero support here. He has no coaching staff, and he has a weak offense. And he's not supported. I feel terrible for him. I really do. Let's see what else. The obsession with bashing Herbert and Tannehill is unhealthy. The fans of those teams are very pleased here. Good. I'm happy that they're pleased. Good for them. I don't really give a shit, Henry. I don't care what that fan base thinks. And I don't care if you don't like my comments about Tannehill or Herbert. Doesn't bother me. So it's all good. The Boricua says, how will our female fans react if and when Deshaun Watson ever comes to Miami with all the baggage? We're going to find out, my friend. We're going to find out because apparently the Dolphins organization doesn't care what the public thinks about acquiring a person that could be a sexual predator. I mean, they love being associated with it. Kevin Modica says Dan Marino was so brutally tough that he played on a popsicle Achilles tendon. Popped Achilles tendon, yes. He had this boot that he would wear for support in every game and practice and all that. I'm always going to pull for Tua. Me, him, and Dr. Seuss have the same birthday. Radically says, I find it interesting that people report that Flores has problems with players on a personal basis. I guess Flores doesn't understand power distance. The head coach should not be dealing directly with players. Ian says, damn, Big O, you keep saying when Tua gets traded, so you think it's a wrap? Did you see the Tua press conference yesterday? Basically, Tua came out and said, yeah, no, they've told me that they're trying to trade for the other guy. I appreciate them being honest. I understand he's got a job to do and all that good stuff. He basically came out and said it without even having to say it. I give Tua a lot of credit yesterday for his brutal honesty. If you didn't catch it, you need to rewind and listen to those comments. He clearly knows what's going on. He knows he's not wanted here. So, yeah, I'm kind of assuming they're going to make a trade. I didn't think this was going to happen. I didn't even think it was possible. I thought the NFL would void it. And maybe they still will. Maybe they'll stop it. I don't know. But, I mean, to trade for a guy with all those issues? Dougie Fresh says, oh, if Watson does come to us, Imagine the distractions, the PR nightmare, and what it says about an organization who acquires a player who may be guilty of violating multiple women. I know. Jeff Hollow is asking, how do we fix this? I'm 53. Met Shula at Senior Bowl in 78. I was 9. Been a diehard fan ever since. Are we cursed? We need a new front office, new coaching staff. What's your take, Jeff? I have no answers anymore. I don't know what to do. I really don't. I have no idea how to resolve this. I don't think there's any quick fix to all of this, because all you're going to do when you bring somebody else in new, they're just going to turn over the roster again. And it's just, and I have a hard time believing that all these players are bad. I'm telling you, next year, we're going to be frustrated Dolphin fans because we're going to watch a lot of these players go elsewhere and they're going to play better. And we're going to go, damn, it's just going to make us feel worse. Let's see. Oh, and by the way, we want to remind you the complete Brian Flores and Tua press conferences are up on our YouTube page, so you can check them out. I think the coach talks today at 2, right, Sean? I believe it's 2 o'clock, I think. He's looking at me going, I don't know. The hell are you telling me for? Chris Adams says, God bless Tua, because you know it was real hard words to say that these guys are giving up on him. Again, heartbreaking. He looks so broken in the last two post-conferences. Yeah, because what quarterback deals with that? When they do, it's Aaron Rodgers telling everybody, go F yourself. I'm out of here. Honestly, do you really think Watson would play well in Miami? We haven't seen him play in a while. Dude, he played last year. He had like 5,000 yards. What are you talking about? Now, he played on a bad team. He's not really going to do anything here because this team is not good and they've got terrible coaching. So he's not really going to elevate this team much. And he might get injured also behind this line. But he played well last year, dude. I think it was like 37 touchdowns and 7 interceptions and 4,800 yards or something. I can look it up. But like this guy goes, oh, he hasn't played in a while. Played last year. You see? I'll tell you right now. His stats last year. Here you go. Deshaun Watson. Oh, those are college stats. Here are the pro stats. In 2020, sir. 2020, this is 2021, okay? He played 16 games, threw 4,823 yards, 33 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. But we haven't seen him play in a while. Last year. Where do some of you guys, like, come up with this? Do you, like, ever do your homework? Do you ever, like, really, like, pay attention to what you're about to say? My man hasn't played in 6 games, 7 games now, because that's all that's happened this season. He played all of last year. We haven't seen him in a while. It's been years. He might have forgotten how to throw a football. He might look like 50 Cent on a baseball mound or Conor McGregor at this point. Who knows? He might have been hanging out with Rick Ankiel over the weekend, over the offseason. Big O put Tua on the Steelers right now, and he'll lead them to the playoffs and possibly a conference championship because the coaching there will know how to play him and utilize his skills. I agree 1,000%. Watson would elevate this team just enough that nobody gets fired and we get back to 500 and we get stuck there again. Yeah. A big mistake by Flores is backing up Howard even when he was acting unprofessional, insisting he can't be traded. He's on the team. Well, he wants him. Omar's post has over 70% of the fans that want to keep Tua. He's going to be mad. You know what? I'm proud of our Dolphin fan base. I mean, I'm always proud of our Dolphin fan base because they've been through hell and they're here every year, talking with me, emailing, texting, tweeting. You know what I mean? Look at this show. You guys are amazing. You're absolutely phenomenal. And I like seeing that a majority of the fan base wants to keep him. He's not the problem here. That's the thing. He is not the problem here. And, you know, that Marino hug that we saw. Can I ask you all something about that Marino hug? And for those of you that didn't see it, Marino and Tua met in the pregame. And Marino was talking to him. And you could tell, okay? Let me see if I can, okay, there you go. You can tell. When you see that hug and you see him talking to Tua and you see him tapping him and giving him some love and giving him attention and, you know, that thing on the face that the Italians do and all that kind of stuff. I've never seen that. I've never seen Dan show that kind of affection to another player. Have you ever seen that? I've never seen that. You can see maybe talk to somebody, shake a hand. Hey, what's up? Crack a smile, a joke, and keep walking or something. But that exchange there, I never saw that with Rosen. Never saw that with Fitz. Never saw that with any quarterback that was here while he's been hanging around the franchise. I don't know what to read into it, right? Because are we reading into it like he's being really supportive of the guy, knowing that he's going through a tough time? I mean, listen, if somebody doesn't know about getting the right support, Dan knows about it. And I know it's rest in peace, Don, and we love Shoes, but Shoes could not get the running game. You know, whether it was Overstreet, whether it was Sammy Smith, Lorenzo Hampton, he tried. He tried to add guys, couldn't find it, and he could never get the defense back up to snuff. No, there was no-name defense. There was no killer bees. There was nothing like that. He could not get that kind of a defense. Jimmy ended up getting the defense, but by the time that defense was ready, Marino was done. But I've never seen Dan hug a player like that and show that kind of affection publicly. Because you got to know everybody was going to be watching that on the field. If he does that in the locker room where he comes in before, you know, while he's getting dressed, hey, let me talk to you, hey, man, listen. So it's one of those, is this a connection where he's telling him, hey, man, hang in there. I know you're going through a tough time. You're doing everything. You're not the problem here. You know, you need some help. You need some support. Or is it, hey, man, you'll be fine. Stay tough. Stay strong. I know that this is a really difficult situation. Man, if you don't play here, you'll be somewhere else kicking some ass. Or is it just very vanilla? Like, how you doing? How you feeling? Hey, man, have a great game today. Kick ass out there, man. Don't worry about anything else going on. You play your game. What conversation, which one of those is going on in your mind right now when you watch that video? Because I've never seen that, dude. I've never seen Dan do that with any other player. And if you have video on it, please show it to me. Send it to me to BigORadioShow@yahoo.com. You show me Dan being affectionate with any other player, including quarterbacks. Never seen it. Is that Dan being regretful about what's going on? That he feels bad for the kid? That it's not his fault and that Dan is supportive of him? Is he being supportive just to be supportive? Or is he being supportive because he truly believes in him? And he doesn't have any say in the organization that whether he should start or whatever. He's not. He doesn't have any power over Flo or Cam Flo or Greer or anybody else in the organization. They can ask him for an opinion, but he has zero power. So what kind of a hug is that? What kind of a conversation is that? Pulisic says, this team is finished for the year, yet we have Hunter Long and Noah inactive. Why? They are clueless. It's mind-boggling. Jeff Hollow says, he's saying, hey, man, stay strong. I feel what you're going through. It's all going to work out. Be great. Show them who you are and just let it fly. That could be it, Jeff. You never know. Jim McEwen says, Tua picked up that garbage pile and got the lead back. What would a real coaching staff do with him? I hear you. I heard Tua was with Marino on Marino's birthday last month. Cam Flow is a joke, says Chase Johnson. I agree with you. Cam Flow right now is an effing clown show. Richard Jacobs says 7 to 10 yard passes with 2 to 3 yard runs. Well, not going to win you games in today's NFL. Well, Richard, if they give him a fucking line so he can make a 5 or 7 stop drop so he can wait for long plays to develop, maybe he could throw it downfield. You know what I'm saying, Richard? Do you fucking know math? Because logically, we'll tell you, if he hangs out in 5 or 7 step drop, he's going to end up breaking his ribs again. But you go ahead and keep thinking that they're doing the short game because that's what they really want to do the entire time. Oh, and also, it's Tua's fault that they're playing the short game. But you go ahead and keep thinking that, Richard. Seriously, I keep hearing that from people, and it's like, do you fucking know this game? Do you watch it? Are you that stupid? That guy can't hang out there for 3 seconds. He'll get killed. Do any of you watch the game? Any of you out there that keep saying that the short passing game is all Tua can do? When in Alabama, he threw deep all the time, but he had an all-pro line. Seriously, what is wrong with some of you out there? How stupid can you be? And I'm sorry, I can't be nice about this anymore. I have to start being brutally honest about this. I can't dance around it anymore. You don't know the game if you think they're playing this short game because that's all they want to do or because that's all they can do. They're forced to play this game. And Tua's playing with fractured ribs. So he has a constant reminder, get rid of the football. Man, some of you out there, do you ever learn about the game? Do you actually watch the game? Holy shit, man. Oh, God. And I hear this all the time. I see it on the Twitter feed. I haven't responded every time. I see it on the chat board all the time. And I stay quiet most of the time. But I'm done already. I'm done. Enough already with that. Got to have receivers also to throw Big O. They have no legit big body receivers who can stay on the field. But Jeremiah, dude, if you want to wait for Devontae Parker to get downfield, now you need 4.5 seconds. Why don't we just put two in a coffin right now? Let's just do that. Let's do when he snaps the ball and he drops back, let him drop right into a coffin. Because if we got to wait for Devontae Parker or Preston Williams to get downfield to drop a football, well, guess what? He's already dead on the field. God, some of you out there, you really don't follow the damn game. So I've heard that stupid-ass comment over and over and over again. Did you watch the kid get killed and crushed because Jesse Davis could not block a guy? He couldn't even stand in front of the guy. And you want Tua to wait for long-developing plays. Man, I can tell you're not the one that has to sit behind those five guys. Chris Adams says, the hug from Dan almost made me cry. That's a hug goodbye to a kid you like and believe that, but we all know Dan is close to Watson too. He talked to him before he signed his extension. It's crazy, isn't it? The fact that he took that big hit and got up was amazing. You know that those ribs aren't 100%. You can even see him kneeling while the other players are being looked at. He's a warrior. Yeah, I have come to appreciate his toughness. He may not be durable, but he is a tough son of a bitch. The more we have Tua, the bigger fan I become of Tua. Flo Got Go says, I've been a Finns fan for 35 years, and this season is the first I'm asking, why do I owe this organization any loyalty? Hang in there, my brother. Don't go there. Listen, man, I'm a Marlins fan through and through, no matter what, and they suck. And they're a joke, and, you know, we're hoping Jeter and Sherman are going to figure it out, and, you know, hopefully they give Kim Eng a checkbook, but I still watch their sorry asses. You know what I mean? I had my problems with Jeffrey Lurie. I was disgusted with that piece of shit. But, you know, I'm still going to be a Marlins fan no matter what. I did have a little fun one year where I was like, when they traded all those guys to Toronto, I went and bought a Toronto hat, which was actually was a really cool hat, by the way. And I was like, I'm going to start rooting for Toronto since they got half our team, you know, but that was just for radio fun. But yeah, I mean, I just, no matter what, I can't ever quit the Dolphins, man. Now, let me throw a caveat out there. Not for me. I think us older fans that enjoyed the good times, it's easier for us to hang on. It's not easy, but it's easier. The younger fans that never get any satisfaction, you know, the ones that are running around like Mick Jagger, those people, well, I mean, we have young people in town that grew up here and they don't care about the Dolphins. They lost people in the young generation. We got young generation running around all throughout South Florida that they don't care about the Dolphins. They started rooting for every other team out there, pretty much. But young fans that have never enjoyed anything, man, I can almost understand those people quitting on the team. I really can. How twisted is that? For me, no. I mean, I'm going to live and die with my Dolphins no matter what. I'll suffer with them as long as I have to. Frank's, Brian Diaz says, are there any past NFL coaches that you would hire instead of Cam Flo, Jason Garrett, Luby Smith? Right now, man, I'm trying to think of it, and I don't even know if there's a coach I would hire right now. And remember, it's not just a coach. It has to be a coach that can also put together, you know, a staff. That's the important part. Big O, you speak in facts. They can't handle it. It's not that they can't handle it. It's lazy thinking. Oh, why don't they throw deep? Well, dude, there's a reason why they can't throw deep. Poor kid's going to get killed. Josie Juicy J. Gotta love that. Yes, if he took out one of their safeties yesterday, LOL. I don't know what that means. That might have been part of another conversation. David says, good luck with Finn's fan base, female fans, fans with wives or girlfriends, or just fans with any moral compass. Empty stadium protests, declining merchandise sales, all in the future. You know, there's a certain section of fans that aren't going to, they don't care. They don't care if he's a criminal. I'm not saying he is. He might be completely innocent here, but they won't care, dude. They only care about winning. That's all they care about. Broward Bravado says, I want Doug Peterson. If they kept Flores as head coach, then Peterson can be brought in as OC or similar to what Jim Caldwell was going to be. Peterson brings that much needed experience to the staff. As an offensive coordinator, I wouldn't mind. That kind of makes a lot of sense. Not as a head coach because he kind of lost his team. Jeff Hollow says, I love you, O. You're the best, brother. Well, I don't know about the best, but thank you for the love. That I do appreciate immensely. Kevin Dorsey says, Preston was over 4.5, and Parker is 7 years past his combine day with several injuries on the book. Yeah, it's time to move on. And let me tell you, when I saw Preston drop that ball, just get the hell out of here, bro. Just get the hell out of here, man. Enough already. Okay? I'm done with that. KD says, I understand Tua needs this and that to be successful, but the staff will not get this, that. We need a guy who plugs those holes because the coaches have no patience. So you want Deshaun Watson, who won 4 games last year without any holes plugged? He threw KD. Deshaun Watson, my man. 4,800 yards, 33 touchdowns, 7 interceptions, and 4 wins. How's that working out, my man? I must have missed, you know, KD and the kind of football league that he watches, because I'm still waiting to see that quarterback that carried a bunch of shit to the title or something. I wonder who that is. I don't think I've ever heard of that in the NFL. That you're just going to get like a terrible team and you're all of a sudden going to take them to the playoffs and maybe a Super Bowl or something. I didn't know that. Wow. Okay. I guess, you know, Joe Montana never needed Bill Walsh and Taylor or Rice or Rathman or, you know, I guess Terry Bradshaw, you know, really didn't need Chuck Knoll and a Steel Curtain and Franco Harris and Stallworth and Swan. And, you know, I get you, bro. You know, I mean, why Mahomes? Why would he need an offensive line? I mean, look at him last year. He was just fine. Wasn't he in the Super Bowl? Wasn't Mahomes just fine in the Super Bowl last year? My God, bro. Some of you out there, it's like, really? George Big O, are you already jumping off the Dolphins bandwagon after criticized a lot of people for last year and a half until the third game? Every time they criticize Flo, your patience. I got to show patience. What do you want me to do? I have to show some patience. Patience is kind of running out with Flo. I'm pretty much out of patience with Flo. I don't quit on this right away. What do you want me to do? I want to give them an opportunity. There was no reason for me to quit on them for the first 2 years. And I can't quit after the first week. But now we're 7 games into this mess. And there's no improvement on the team. The only one that's improving is Tua. That's the only one that's improving. Gesicki's balling whenever you use him. Jalen Waddle's balling. The limited way that he can ball on this stinking offense. You know, there's a couple guys that are actually trying and maybe doing something, but there's not enough from the team. So, yeah, at 1-6, my man. Yeah, I start to kind of lose it here, and I'm losing it with Flo. Tua had an 80% completion percentage with the drops. Yep. You are correct, sir. Michael says in all three full games Tua has played this year, the team has either been tied or winning. Last time he was on the field, but Tua is the problem. Shaking my head. Michael, you're just trying to be logical. Don't try to be logical. Logic doesn't help. Not with pissed off fans. Logic just doesn't help. You know? Oh, Lordy. Love it. Oh, man. You guys are a trip. You really are. All right. Remember, you can reach out to us. I will answer your texts as the day goes on at 855-912-1056. Please smash the like button. It is very important that you smash the like button. Lisa says, took 31 difficult years for me to see my Dodgers win another World Series. I am a Fins fan forever and always, but this is so ridiculously painful. It is. Yep. No, Big O. Flo only has had a bad half a season and then two good years. I know. But it's just he's going to have to, like, pull miracles in the second half here, my brother. That's what I'm going to need in order to kind of change my mind on Flo. But right now, wow, you can't win with Flo and that staff. That staff is brutal. That's what stands out to me. Caesar says, championship teams are made out of stars. Look at Tampa and Arizona. NFL is becoming the NBA, and Fins have none of that. Yeah, there are no stars. You're right about that. Zero stars available out there. What else do we have here? By the way, Magic and Heat tonight at 7:30. We'll see if Kyle Lowry can play. Magic have been a pain in the ass in Miami, losing, dropping a 1-1 with no Lowry. And we'll talk to Ira tomorrow about that. He was on target with that. The Coyotes visit the Panthers today at FLA Live Arena. Panthers are 5-0, baby. Coyotes are 0-4-1. So remember, Panthers are the only undefeated team in the conference. So goalie play has been phenomenal. Bob has been awesome. We got the Saints and the Seahawks tonight at Lumen Field at 8:15. I told you, take Saints -4 in that one. Just can't trust them without Russell anymore. That's just it just becomes a whole different team with those guys. Big O, sometimes things go south, but doesn't mean that can be fits. How many times people make mistakes and fix later? Yeah, it may take time, but if you like Flo to begin the year, give them time. Well, George, if Flo wants to get me back on the bandwagon, he needs to show me some shit over the next half of the year. Because right now, I'm at the point where I'm saying, yeah, Flo isn't the guy. Can't get a staff, can't get it done. Sorry. That's where I'm at right now with Flo. I think Flo is the major problem right now with the team. So if he wants to kind of, I've been on the Flo bandwagon, right? Now you got me off the Flo bandwagon now. And it's not like next week is going to convince me anything unless you go out and beat Buffalo in Buffalo. You're going to have, let's see what happens now. Right? Let's see what happens. You got 10 more games. I want to see what happens. I want to see if he can actually get it done. We shall see. So, Big O, you're saying QBs need a supporting cast to be successful. They need some support. Yeah, you need great coaching. Yeah, you need an offensive line. Look at Marino. Marino could put up points, but he didn't win a championship without a defense and a running game. John Elway, no defense, no running game. He lost the Super Bowls. He finally won. You got to have some kind of support. You have to, dude. You can make average quarterbacks look a lot better. Trent Dilfer won a Super Bowl with support. Ryan Tannehill, you give him a dominant running game and a decent defense, and look what he's doing. He's nothing special. He's not even a really great passer or anything. You know, Lamar Jackson, a terrible passer, a mediocre passer. Yet they win a lot. Why? Because they dedicated and played to his strengths. They got more running backs. I know they got a bunch of them injured this year, but they know how to run. They don't put him in the pocket to beat you because he can't do that. But they support him the right way. Everybody needs support, my man. Great quarterbacks can't achieve the greatness without pieces around them. It's just the way it is. It's always been like that. Can't do it all by yourself. Marino tried doing it by himself, and it never worked out. Right? Now, if you gave him the no-name defense, do you think Marino wins a Super Bowl? Even with a mediocre running game? Probably. If you give him the killer bees, he wins a Super Bowl. Got to have some support, dude. Can't just do it all by yourself. Tua only played about three games, not seven. I don't know about, I don't know what that is. We need a running game, but can't with our smallish backs. Need a big bruiser and no line. You know, Warrick Dunn wasn't big, but you can run with Warrick Dunn. You don't have to always be a big back. Devonta Freeman is not a big back. Thick, but not a big back. But you can run with him if you got a good offense. Miami doesn't have a good offensive line either. Because I think Gaskin would be all right behind a decent line. Now, is he going to be a dominant player? No. That's not his thing. Let's see. What else do we have? Watson's attitude is, if my team sucks, I want out. Ask the Texans, how is Watson's attitude? Stick it out or talk crap about his franchise team? Well, it was an O'Brien thing too, you know, because you ended up losing your number one wide receiver too. So it was, they had some issues in the Texans. They've had some problems there. It's not that simple. You know what I mean? And I'm not here to defend Watson, but that place has been a mess. So they scared off their best weapon outside of the quarterback. That's kind of dumb. You know what I'm saying? And even J.J. Watt, he was like, yeah, no, I'm out of here. I'm going to go somewhere else. I've had enough of this place. I've done enough here. I'm out. And again, you can't blame him. All right, we're out of here. We thank, of course, the legend that is Sean Stanley, always doing great work here. Omar Kelly and the EJDConstruction.com Miami Dolphins report. I am going to rest the voice. I'll be on tomorrow at 10 a.m., but also tomorrow we will have our segment. It'll be Doug Lee Do Wrong and myself. We will do our show today. So, I mean, tomorrow morning. So it will drop on YouTube. So make sure you look out for that. That should be a lot of fun today as we deal with our misery, as they say. I love you all out there. Thank you to everybody that sent in a super chat, Cash App, Venmo. Appreciate all of you that sent in a text, a tweet. Please share the link. Please smash the like button. Very important. Hit the notification bell. That way you know when Sean posts a new press conference, a rant, a show, an interview, whatever it is that we do here on the YouTube channel, or we go live. There you go. We'll see you tomorrow, 10 a.m., live, right here. Same time, same place, same bat channel. Love you all.